This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We've all seen that disturbing video of a teen being attacked in a Texas restaurant for wearing a MAGA hat. Now, more attacks against the right.
A man in Florida claiming he was assaulted because the driver saw a Trump flag in his yard and confronted him during fireworks.
Also this, a New York man arrested after threatening to kill supporters of a Republican congressman as well as President Trump. So what is behind all of this?
Here to react, former governor of Arkansas, Fox News contributor Mike Huckabee. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You know, good morning, all.
As I see this play out, it all started with your daughter trying to go to a restaurant, have dinner. And I see you smiling because, you know, at the time we thought, oh, this is kind of silly. But, sir, it's gotten quite serious since then.
Well, it actually started with the election. In a free society where people choose their government, the one thing that is required for that government to survive is that people have to accept the results of the election. And what we've had since November of 2016 is that the losing side has not accepted the results. So what they've done from day one, from the moment this has happened, they tried to not only delegitimize the election itself, but they tried to commit acts of terror. And I use that word very intentionally, because when you try to change people's behavior by intimidation, by threats of violence, and by actual violence, and by boycotting them, and by taking away their liberty, that's terrorism. And what we're seeing is a form of terrorism on the left that is unprecedented in American history. Look, it's fine to disagree with election results. It's fine to hate the people who get elected. I say it's fine. It's really not. But that doesn't necessarily destroy our country. This destroys our country.
Governor, is there another ingredient to it, too? You say delegitimize. How about dehumanize? This idea that if you're wearing a MAGA hat, you must be a racist secretly. This idea, you know, that there's code words and you're imputing the supporters. At some point, that gives you license to confront in any way.
Well, it's very much a part of it. I mean, when you have anchors like Joe Scarborough saying that anyone who voted for and or supported the president is a racist, that is a ridiculous statement on its face. He should have been fired for that, certainly suspended and forced to apologize. When you had a panelist say that anyone who supported, this is Donnie Deutsch, who said if you support or voted for Trump, you're a Nazi. My gosh, when you start going to that level, that extreme of attempting to, as you say, and I agree, dehumanize the other side, things are truly spiraling out of control.
Yeah, and Governor, this is when leadership truly matters, right? To your point, that's when you need the folks at the top to step in and say, we aren't going to stand for this. This goes well beyond the pale. But we're not seeing that happen. So what is the answer? How do we get to a better place? Because my fear is this has just become the norm now, and it's only going to get increasingly worse as the midterms heat up, and then you have 2020. You're going to have how many more MAGA hats running around this country? How do we calm this down?
Abby, I wish I had a simple answer, but a lot of it starts with the most important institution of government we'll ever have, the home. Mothers and fathers raising their children to respect other human beings as human beings, teaching them to have some basic fundamental manners and courtesies. And then it extends also all the way up to not only our political leadership, but the people who are the maybe the amplifiers of public opinion in the media. We all have responsibility, but to your point, I'm really concerned that there are a lot of people who have zero understanding of American history. They have no idea that we just observed the 4th of July, and they have no idea what this country is about, how it started, what its fundamental principles are, and how we save it.
Yeah. All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, appreciate you coming in today.
Always good seeing you, Governor.
Thank you, Governor.
Have a great weekend.
Good to see you.
Well, the problem lies, as you can imagine, ladies and gentlemen, lies in our own heart, you know, that we have to be the change that we want to see in others. And just as it got here, it's almost like realizing one day, man, carrying 20 extra pounds, I got to lose this. You didn't gain it in one day. It took time. It's going to take us some time here. But first, we have to recognize and do something about it, one person at a time, to do something about this incivility that we're dealing with today. Megan Barth, coming up next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth has promised. Joins us right now. Always a pleasure to have Megan with us every week here to review not only the Sunday talk shows, but, you know, what's on the top of your mind as well. Megan, of course, is the founder of ReaganBabe.com. She is also the celebrated national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com. Megan, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing great. Happy Monday.
Hey, happy Monday to you. You know, a lot of conversation over the weekend about the attacks on people wearing MAGA hats supporting the president still. You would think by now that we'd get over it. You know, on the airplane, here I'd mentioned, recently, it seemed to be calming down because it, you know, I do a lot of traveling and less conflict. I don't know. Maybe people have realized that, look, if you mess up on the plane, they're going to, you know, they're going to yank you out of there. So behave yourself. And so it's calmed down, it would seem. However, there is increasing reports on incidences against people who are wearing a MAGA hat. I mean, you yourself experienced, you're back in Reno where you experienced the scene of the crime. This was prior to the president getting elected, right? If I remember correctly.
You know, I think it was I think it was right after.
Oh, maybe right after,
before.
Huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah, but yeah. I was, I think, one of the first incidents. Maybe broke the mold there. Yeah, I was attacked by two Hillary supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they call me every disgusting name in the book, but then they proceeded to throw their drinks on me and get my phone wet, et cetera. But I don't think they are calming down because the resistance has, you know, their leader, Maxine Waters, and others who are encouraging people to get into not only Trump administration people's faces, but also Donald Trump supporters. We witnessed this on the campaign trail when the Democrats paid to have, say, Antifa and other, you know, left-wing organizations violently interrupt Donald Trump rallies. We witnessed that in Chicago when they sent five people to the hospital, including cops. And then we also witnessed that in San Jose, California, which actually forced Donald Trump to jump over a road barrier, if you recall that, 71-year-old man jumping over a road barrier. But then we have Ron Paul. His family was threatened
attacked
by
in his front yard.
Zealot. Well, he was not only beat up in his front yard, but his family was also threatened that they were going to be chopped up with an axe. And then we have Lee Zeldin. His campaign, one of his campaign staffs, was nearly run over by a left-wing Democrat. And of course, then we can't forget that, you know, Steve Bannon was approached in a Virginia bookstore this weekend and called a piece of trash, whereby the Virginia bookstore owner called the police. And the list goes on and on. The left's inherent call to action is always mob violence. Mm-hmm. This really isn't anything new. However, now we have social media and we have the leaders of the Democrat Party encouraging violence against the political opposition. I mean, Barack Obama told us on the stage that if Republicans bring a knife to the fight, Democrats will bring a gun.
Yeah.
This
is a former president of the United States speaking like that, and it's disgusting.
Correct.
You know,
right.
And all this stuff, Megan, that you're pointing to, all this does is it just emboldens emotions all the more. And of course, here we are on the brink of an announcement of a Supreme Court justice, from this president. And of course, the media and all the pundits are going sideways and upside down over this whole situation. And, you know, and in the words of Barack Obama, that elections have consequences. He's exactly right to that end. The country saw itself going very hard left and decided that's not where it wanted to go. But those on the left cannot accept what the majority of Americans wanted in this country. And, they can split hairs and argue whether it was the Electoral College, you know, who got the popular vote and all that. But the fact of the matter is the rules are the rules. And you have Donald Trump and you have conservatism alive and well and growing to much appreciation of Main Street America that was afraid that we were losing this country.
Right. And it doesn't seem like the Democrats learned their lesson. And one more thing about violence is that we can't forget James Hodgkinson, the Bernie Sanders supporter who had a kill list, who went to Virginia to the baseball field where the Republican congressmen were practicing, and he nearly assassinated not only Steve Scalise, but about a dozen other Republicans. At that time, Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi made a unified effort to take the dais and say, you know, we must tone down the violent rhetoric. The violent rhetoric is coming from both sides. Well, then a week later, Nancy Pelosi went back to calling us Nazis. And so this type of vitriol that's coming from the Democrat Party, labeling anyone that doesn't agree with them a Nazi, is encouraging their unhinged supporters to take up arms and assault Trump supporters and Trump administration officials. This we have to look at as the Democrats have abandoned all civility in order to promote violence. And I don't see it getting any better because they have not, as you said, learned their lesson that the Americans rejected socialism. And that's exactly who Barack Obama was. When Barack Obama was elected, I still have this cover of Time magazine because I will pass it on to, the younger members of my family. Mm-hmm. That Time magazine said, "We are all socialists now." That was the cover of Time magazine back in 2008. Now Tom Perez, the leader of the Democrat Party, said that Cortez, the socialist, quote-unquote Democrat socialist, by the way, there's nothing different between a Democrat socialist and a socialist, she's the future of the Democrat Party. Those that are calling for the abolishment of ICE, that's the future of the Democrat Party. $15 minimum mandatory wage, free jobs for everybody, or a guaranteed job, free schooling, free health care, free this. That's the future message of the Democrat Party. And I'm sorry to say, but that is so out of the mainstream. But the Democrats believe that by going out of the mainstream, they are going to capture the Bernie Sanders supporters. And I think you and I talked at length during the campaign that if the campaign wasn't rigged against Bernie Sanders by Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders probably would have taken some of those Rust Belt states. And we probably would have had a closer electoral college race than we did between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So the energy was behind the socialist energy in this country, unfortunately, is alive. It was behind Bernie Sanders, specifically when you look at the millennial vote. I think that we should sponsor trips to Venezuela for high school students so they can see the consequences of socialism. There was a headline that said, can Angela Cortez save the world? Well, how about she just starts with saving Venezuela, since she is a socialist, and that seems to be the latest socialist utopia, whereby people are eating zoo animals and pigeons to survive.
Well, how do you square up her background story? I mean, it's almost like this is Barack Obama part two, you know, one more time. I mean, with all this deception in her background, that comes out. But now she's, you know, they still continue. Oh, forget that one. That's just, you know, there's nothing there. And what happens to her credibility? I mean, anyway, that's going to be further discussed. And we're going to talk more about the Supreme Court nominee coming up next. Megan Barth is with us. Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Great song from Plum, huh? We're going to be talking to her this week. Looking forward to it. Becca has been chasing her down. She probably think I'm a stalker or something. Well, we were supposed to get together, I think, back in February in Nashville, Tennessee, and she got sick, and schedules had just been going every which way, and, you know, this song that she sings, Beautifully Broken, is about to be released. So, as I say, stand by. We'll have more from Plum directly and more music from her. But meanwhile, we've got Megan Barth with us, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan is out there suffering in beautiful Tahoe. Have you been dealing with much of a heat wave? I just left the West Coast, California, got up. I mean, Santa Ana the other day was 120 degrees. And I'm going, okay, now I'm in Florida, so it's the moderate 84, you know, wonderful degrees here in the East Coast. So did you deal much with much of the heat there in Tahoe?
No, we're in the mountains here, and it tends to be a little bit secluded and isolated from the heat. Down in Reno, of course, in the valley, it gets a little bit warmer. But I did see Southern California, and that is just unbelievable that triple digits were even at the beach.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as certain areas of the country are heating up, you know, the resistance, as you say, is heating up over this nominee that Donald Trump has brought added drama to and has had everybody on notice. He should know by, he knows by now who he's going to go with. But the announcement will come to us, at 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern time.
Prime time. And, you know, this is the master of prime time, Donald Trump. He certainly knows how to capture the media attention that the Americans look forward to, right? There's going to be a lot of people plugged in, including a lot of unhinged Democrats, like Dick Durbin, who even said that they would be willing to relinquish a couple Senate seats in order to stall this nomination. But, you know, this is how important the Supreme Court was, and this is exactly why I voted for Donald Trump, because we were looking, as a voter, I was looking beyond my own self-interest, future interest of this country, the future generations of this
country. Hello, Megan, did I lose you here?
I'm here.
After the top of the hour, a conversation with E.J. Kimball, the director of Israel Victory Project, continues. E.J., before the break, we were talking about, the mindset of IDF, their rules of engagement versus the Palestinians. You say at times the Palestinians have been, Hamas, I should say, not Palestinians, but Hamas's attitude about, sending missiles in has been a bit reckless, and it doesn't matter if they injure their own personnel. And, of course, they're bringing people. I saw a video of them bringing their own people to the, to the border fence there and basically using them as shields. And
And meanwhile, you know, the IDF has to be very, very careful to make sure that they're not violating the official rules of engagement.
Yeah, and it's a great topic to be talking about, because last week there was a Palestinian medical worker, this woman who was killed. And Hamas, of course, claimed that the IDF targeted her and shot and killed her. She was treating an injured Palestinian. Mm-hmm. And the IDF's initial report showed that she was not directly targeted. If anything, it was a redirect of a bullet. But subsequently, video has come out that shows the same Palestinian medic prior to being out there in the field throwing a grenade as part of Hamas's propaganda. Wow. So, you know, how innocent was this person? Mm-hmm. You know, she's part of this Hamas media campaign. Mm-hmm. And this is the challenge that the Israelis are facing every day. And, you know, the Israelis are getting better at convincing the Western media to look at Hamas. But this is also, interestingly, the shift in the media's approach against Hamas is primarily because of the Palestinian Authority. Mm-hmm. Palestinian Authority is part of the reason why Hamas is being squeezed in Gaza. You know, Hamas is a bit desperate right now in Gaza because they're blockaded all around because of their own doing. And the Palestinian Authority wants to try to regain control, and they know that they can't regain control so long as Hamas is strong and gets the support of the people. So the Western media now being influenced by the Palestinian Authority, I would hope that they're being influenced by morality and right and wrong. But, you know, unfortunately, that doesn't always truth isn't always the antidote. But that's what we're starting to see today is the shift against Hamas and their terrorist activity and their use of Palestinians as human shields in Gaza versus, you know, the innocent Israeli citizens who are being targeted by these atrocious attempts on their lives. You know, what's happening at that Gaza border as they're trying to breach it, it's not so that they can go live in Israel in peace. It is so that they can cross that border and savagely murder Jews.
Exactly.
That's their goal.
Mm-hmm.
The savage murder of Jews. The idea that a sovereign nation should not do everything in its power to prevent that from happening is ludicrous.
Exactly.
You know, thankfully, we have peaceful relations with our neighbors in the north and the south. Mm. But, you know, if the Mexican government was calling for the destruction of Americans, the killing of Americans, and they were on our, you know, southern border trying to cross it to go do that, and there's been examples of Palestinians doing that, mm-hmm. you know, in the past, you would be appalled that our government wouldn't do everything to stop it. And that's what the Israelis are doing. And
right.
And they're trying to be as cautious as possible not to cause collateral damage, which, you know, in many cases, I don't know many Western countries that would even go to those lengths.
Yeah, exactly. Well, to a degree, certainly not to the degree that they do have and are experiencing in the Middle East. We have a little bit of that. I mean, we've got MS-13 invading our country, national security issues that are coming in that more and more people are realizing, sex trafficking, drug running, all this stuff, the young kids being utilized to those ends. I mean, with the refugees coming into the country, I've looked at it as kind of like a human resource opportunity for all these bad players. I mean, they're just sitting there at the gate and just qualifying these people to come in. I mean, you know, hey, look at if you're gorgeous and beautiful and you got something to offer, well, we're going to put you into sex trade and wear you out over. So you're going to go on that line. If you're young and you got some energy, we're going to get you associated with a gang and we're going to make you, and we're going to turn you into a mule, and that's your future. And we know where your parents live, so you better do exactly what we say. So we have a little bit of that dynamic. But EJ, focusing back in Israel, I want to take a look at here we are a month or so. Was it? Been at least a month that the embassy was moved officially, U.S. Embassy, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience. who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Thailand. Reports are 8 boys have now been brought out of that flooded cave in Thailand where they've been trapped for over 2 weeks. Divers had rescued 4 boys yesterday. Now another 4 boys have reportedly been rescued today and rushed to hospitals where they're being treated for dehydration, malnutrition, and other effects of being trapped underground for so long. North Korea has resumed anti-American rhetoric after 2 days of meetings between top North Korean officials and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he thinks China may be behind this latest move by the North.
If I were President Trump, I would not let China use North Korea to back me off on the trade dispute.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
It's way you like us, fresh and independent, and especially when we can stay connected. I don't know, apologize for the technical problems here. Going to have Megan Barth back so we can finish up our conversation about the Supreme Court. We'll have to probably do it post, the way the scheduling works. But anyway, we're back. We're connected. Coming to you from Florida. And every once in a while, we get hit with some weird things. And, of course, we've got the scientist of scientists with us next, Tom Harris, executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. And, Tom, maybe you can help us here. I don't know what, all of a sudden we get this weird hit. And this happens occasionally here in Florida. We get these kind of, electrical spikes of some sort. And I don't know, all of a sudden we're sent off into purgatory, but we're back at it.
Yeah, it does show how vulnerable our systems are, For example, if we have a solar prominence, a major solar event, it can knock out our electricals, our communications, all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And so, in fact, space weather, which is what they call that sort of thing, is very important. I was at a presentation just the other day, and they were showing how our systems are pretty vulnerable.
Right. And that has nothing to do with the grid or, and the repairs and updating that has to take place, or it's just the way it is.
Just the way it is. So what they need to do is have contingency plans, backup generators, transformers that they can bring in quickly when something goes wrong. Because some of these power surges can be enormous, and it's I mean, we don't control the sun. The sun sure controls a lot of us.
Exactly. But right about that time, when you think it's all about you and you're more than a bag of chips, the sun says hello.
Yeah, well, in fact, that's going to happen. You know, in about 2060, the forecast is we're going into a grand solar minimum, and at that point, the Earth could be colder than it's been in centuries. Wow. And that just shows you how uncertain the whole science is.
Well, as much as it was heating up on the West Coast, I just got here from there, experiencing triple-digit temperatures. They're probably saying, can we bring it in a little bit sooner? It's, you know, usually in Southern California, you get those hot August nights, but they got a little preview last week, you know, for several days there, and it heated up pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they keep all the statewide records. Mm-hmm. I'll send you the link. Mm-hmm. And good. They show maximum temperature for Florida was June 29th, 1931. Okay. And so, I mean, you look through this database and you see that the records for max min, most precipitation, most snow depth, all this sort of thing are usually a long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. And of course, that puts a lie to what a lot of Al Gore says.
Right. you know, poor Al Gore. I mean, it's just, but, you know, that's the left for you. And at some point, the left is going to get it that, you know, people take note of this, you know, that there is documentation, you know, there's in this information age that what you have said will come back to haunt you, whether you think it or not. And no matter how many lies you throw on top, you're going to be exposed. Tom, I appreciate you being with us, and I know we're talking weather because that's what a lot of people do, you know, from time to time and all these important things. But I also wanted to get your, you know, your perspective on Pruitt now out at the EPA.
Yeah, well, Pruitt was probably their most effective EPA administrator ever. I mean, he accomplished more in 18 months than EPA reformers could have expected after 4 years of work. I mean, the biggest thing he did is he went forward with the cancellation of the Clean Power Plan, and they put forward one which is much reduced. And indeed, he urged Trump to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement. And the big thing he did, which probably got him into the most trouble with the left, is he made the agency's science transparent. Okay, and that's really critical. He introduced a new bill. I'll just read you the name of it. It's called Strengthening Transparency in Regulatory Science. And this is a new EPA rule that says that no scientific research study may be used for environment or energy policy unless full disclosure of the data and the methods are provided. You know, and I mean, for decades, the EPA has been making all sorts of rules and not allowing us to see much of the data. Okay, so
right.
The EPA now will have to do that. And, you know, some of the major drivers of the climate scare, we don't have the full data. The man hockey stick, for example.
Yes.
We don't have the full data, even now, after there's been court cases and all sorts of things. So, I mean, if the global warming scare is legitimate, then why would they be afraid to show us the data? And
exactly.
That's one of the major things. One of the major things Pruitt did, and so they had his head, you know, they really wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah, the fact that he lasted that long was quite surprising. I mean, he was getting attacked on every side. I mean, the attacks were unrelenting, Tom.
That's right. And you know, the funny thing is, they've probably shot themselves in the foot because the new acting administrator, Andrew Wheeler, is probably going to be even more of a climate realist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, he has experience in the EPA under the George H.W. Bush administration, also under Clinton, and recently he's, you know, before he was back with the EPA as deputy administrator, he worked with the coal industries. So he has a good perspective, a good solid understanding of the importance of good solid energy. So I think they're going to find, and in fact, Nancy Pelosi was saying that they may actually have somebody here now who in their eyes is much worse. So that's actually a good sign because he very well may start to, well, they're saying that they're going to continue the administration of the approach they're taking in the deregulation of unnecessary rules.
Right.
So I think, indeed, it's not going to change the direction of the EPA. It's just going to be a different head.
When it comes to the regulations, Tom, I think most of the regulations that got us up to the level of what, for every one, we're up to maybe 22 regulations getting canceled out. Probably most of those came from out of the EPA, did they not?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of ones. I mean, the Clean Power Plan was the really, you know, the serious one where they were trying to stop, basically turn off the coal stations. I mean, that was the objective.
Mm-hmm.
Then of course, they had the Waters of the U.S. Act. They cut onerous regulations that will save American businesses about $1 billion. And Scott Pruitt cleaned up Superfund sites faster than his predecessors. So, you know, he really focused the EPA to its core mission, and that is to do things that really protect the environment instead of going off on these highly ideological, crusades. So I think Andrew Wheeler is going to be continuing all these things. And I think Pruitt did a very good job. And, you know, the very fact that he was attacked so hard, it sort of reminds me, I was a friend of a World War II Lancaster bomber pilot. He died a few years ago. Right. And he said that they knew they were right on target when they got the most flak, and that's where they dropped their bombs.
Right.
And so, I mean, that's what Pruitt needs. Well, that's what the new administrator needs to do, is say, whoa, where did I get the most attacks? And that actually is where he should continue.
That might be an indication and an encouragement for other agencies in our government. I mean, so often we hear, Tom, that, well, you got to understand the bureaucracy, it moves so slow, but not with the EPA. So if Pruitt, you know, if Scott Pruitt could prove this out, shouldn't that be an example to other agencies and other bureaucrats in terms of making things happen here?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if the extremists are getting angry with you, you know, you're on target. And I'll tell you what Andrew Wheeler has to do next. What he really should do next is go back to the origin of why the EPA is trying to control carbon dioxide in the first place.
Mm.
Okay, that is because of something called the endangerment finding. The Environmental Protection Agency found that the current and projected levels of greenhouse gases threaten the health and human welfare of future generations and current generations. And so, I mean, if they can get rid of that, that would be great, because the problem is, if you have that endangerment finding, the Supreme Court said that greenhouse gases are air pollutants that should be controlled under the Clean Air Act, but the EPA can regulate them if they're determined to be a danger to human health. So they have to go back to that original endangerment finding and get rid of it, because carbon dioxide, which is the one they're talking about primarily, is in no way endangerment to human health. I mean,
yes,
it's plant food. It's plant food. And right, we pump greenhouses for it, full of it, because it's plant food. So
exactly,
if we can get rid of that, we can turn all this off by getting rid of the endangerment finding.
Well, and Scott Pruitt laid the foundation out with, in terms of climate study. And that is, if you have full transparency on the science, voila. I mean, we can truly be enlightened just in this particular discipline, would you say?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's the way to go, because then people will see how uncertain the whole science is.
Well, Tom, we appreciate the insight. Look forward to having you on with regularity here, because you keep them honest, and we appreciate that.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Bill.
Tom Harris, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition and the change at the EPA. So from Pruitt to Andrew Wheeler, let's see if Andrew Wheeler will take the lead of Pruitt's courage and continue to effect some positive change on behalf of we the people.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience.
who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bill Martinez.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, as always. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And on the other side is Dinesh D'Souza, New York Times best-selling author, who has joined up with Academy Award-winning producer Gerald Molin to give us Death of a Nation. Can we save America a second time? It's going to be playing in theaters nationwide come August the 3rd, so make sure you save that date. Dinesh, as always, good to have you here with us on Bill Martinez Live.
It's great to be on the show.
Well, Dinesh, Death of a Nation, can we save America a second time? You've asked that question in your previous presentations, but this is very dramatic in terms of understanding what's happening in contemporary America, and it does not bode well based on history.
Well, I link the fate of Trump with the fate of Lincoln. And what I mean by this is that really when we think about the craziness going on in America today, you can't go back to Reagan to understand it. Before Reagan would be a fish out of water in the kind of roiled political environment we have now. But Lincoln wouldn't. Why? Because at that time in America you had deep divisions, the sort of separation of the American mind. And even more, you could say that today, if we're looking for a precedent of what's going on with Trump now, we'd have to go back and say that not since 1860 has a major political party, in this case the Democratic Party, just absolutely and fanatically refused to accept the result of a free election.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, beyond refusing it, now they're doing everything they can to dismantle and disrupt the current administration.
Yes, absolutely. And remember, what do they call Lincoln? They called him an extremist, an authoritarian, a tyrant. Interestingly, the same kinds of accusations flung at Trump. And in the movie, I have an accompanying book, same title, Death of a Nation. I dig into two big themes. One is fascism, and the other is racism or white supremacy. And I pick these two because it's the race card and it's the fascism card, and these two incendiary sort of bombs have been dropped on Trump. But not just on Trump. They're dropped on the Republicans, on the conservatives. Sort of this effort to portray the right as the party of fascism and racism. And in the movie, we explore whether that's true.
Well, we're back to that divide where you've got one side looks as the other side is evil and the other side is wrong. Right now, in the crosshairs of the evil definition, it is conservatives, as you say.
Fascism label is very important, as is the racism label, because that legitimizes the extreme tactics that the left is using, right? From Antifa in the streets to blocking things to trying to just get rid of Trump, quote, by any means necessary, as they put it. So, you know, people have a very poor understanding, for example, of what fascism even means.
Exactly.
And so what we do is, what I do kind of best in these movies is we connect history to the present so that we make a dive into these issues. You see what they meant, what is the ideological root of fascism, which is actually the party of racism in America. And then we turn right to, where's the fascism today? Where's the racism in America today? Is this a tail that should be pinned on the Republican elephant, or does it belong squarely on the Democratic donkey?
Exactly. Well, Dinesh, I'm glad you did that, because even before, you know, I could ask you the question, you started to give me a bit of the answer, because I think that's part of the disconnect with Main Street America. They hear fascism and they hear these isms and they go, whoa, you know, it's a little over the top. But it is over the top for them because they don't quite understand. They're not seeing the signs of warning like you and I and others in this country are seeing it. So when we use the term fascism, it is not a hallowed term. I mean, it is very significant. And as you say, you bring it together in Death of a Nation and explain what it is and how it's on display here in America.
Look at this young socialist who just won the Democratic primary in New York. You know, people say, wow, she's such an idealist and so on. But when you look at the little glint in her eye and listen to her talk, she sounds a lot like the young socialist who signed up with Hitler's National Socialist or with Mussolini's Black Shirt. You know, those fascist movements appeal to young people and appeal to their idealism. So when we think fascism, we shouldn't just think of the gas chambers of 1944 and 1945. We should think of the early forces that propelled these dictators to power. They actually came to power by appealing to the power of the state and the idea that the state is bigger than the individual and we need to give our lives to a greater collective. So all of this is today the rhetoric not of the right, but of the left.
It really is an idea killer, is what you're suggesting. I mean, this is what happened. Ideas were killed. Creativity was dwarfed. It was a lot of negative results because of fascism, because you eliminate such a large percentage of the population, you invalidate them and say you cannot participate in the public debate.
One of the themes I dive into in the book, Death of a Nation, is the racism theme. Now, you know, when I sometimes say on campus the Democratic Party is the party of the plantation, people say, well, that may be true, Dinesh, but that's 150 years ago. The plantation kind of came to an end with the end of the Civil War. But what I show in the book is that the plantation didn't really end. It evolved. The Democrats created what I call the Northern Plantation, the Northern political machine. And then the plantation was expanded under FDR and LBJ. And now under Obama and Hillary, we have what can be called the multiracial plantation, because you've not just got black ghettos, you've got Latino barrios in South Texas and California. You've got these poor Native American reservations where life is nasty, brutish, and short, to quote Thomas Hobbes. Mm-hmm. And so the Democrats are running all these places and harvesting votes out of them. And so the plantation idea is very much alive. It's in a slightly different form now than it was in the 1830s. But there it is, and it's the same. same party that's carrying it out.
Well, in the movie, you bring up something you and I discussed before, and that is the capturing of the labor force and resources of this country. And they have found a very subtle way to do this. And it's just about, harvesting the labor of its citizens. And so, I guess that's why they want open borders, because that just broadens the labor collective, does it not?
Yes, they're harvesting, in the old days they would steal the labor of blacks, but now what they're trying to do is establish a forms of ethnic dependency in which they don't have to campaign for Latino votes one by one. Rather, they get Latinos as a group because they're able to create fear built on this idea that sort of the Republicans are, quote, against immigrants. Now, I'm an immigrant, I'm a non-white immigrant. And what the left has to do is always conflate the legal immigrant with the illegal lawbreaker and pretend like it's the same thing. So on this deception, they build their political hopes for the future. And we lay it out beautifully in the movie. We shot some of this movie in Europe with his powerful historical recreations,
right.
Bring it right to the present. And the book gives the intellectual architecture for the argument.
And again, Dinesh, remind everybody when that's going to be playing in theaters nationwide.
Movie opens on August 3rd, nationwide in 1,000 theaters. If you want to watch the trailer, it's out there. It's deathofanationmovie.com. Website, just DineshDeSouza.com. And mark your calendar for August 3rd. It's really important to go opening weekend, because if we do well in the opening weekend, the movie will expand to more theaters. So if you want to put fuel in our rocket, go and see it opening weekend and take your friends.
I'll tell you, the trailer is powerful. This will pull you in, ladies and gentlemen, and you want to make sure you not only save the date, but join us there for opening night for Death of a Nation. And you have a book by the same title as well, Dinesh, right?
Yes, that'll come out earlier that week. And the book is good because it essentially gives you the references, the facts. It's sort of the intellectual backbone of the movie, if I may say so. The movie is an emotional and a narrative rendition of the argument of the book.
What would give you a sense of success with this movie after people view it? What do you want them to take away most?
I sometimes joke on campus that if you read my books or see my movies, it will make you a very dangerous American. And what I mean by that, it's one thing to be an activist, well-meaning, what can I do? In the movies and the books, I show you what to do, and I also show you what you need to know. Because the moment you step into the public arena, you're going to be bombarded with all this counter-argument. Oh, Dinesh, Mr. X. Yes, the Republicans might have been the good guys at one time, but don't you know that the two parties switched platforms? The Republicans are now the racists. So there's all this sort of stuff out there, and you have to be equipped to essentially puncture it and strike back. And that intellectual ammunition, which is not that easy to come by, but I just sort of deliver it in a very entertaining and interesting way and a memorable way. So it actually it puts arrows that you can put into your quiver and carry around with you.
Exactly. And then if you have any questions, it is a call for us to do a little bit more research, because that's what we the people are all about, and that's what our U.S. Constitution is all about. It puts the onus on we the people. You say, Dinesh, a nation dies when freedom dies, huh?
Yes. And in the books I provide the references, so you can go check it out for yourself. I also tell young people on campus, hey, you don't believe me? The beauty of living today is technologically you can check out the things I say very quickly, often within 2 or 3 minutes on your phone.
Exactly.
And so it's very eye-opening for young people, because they're taught, they're given a certain story, and I'm giving them a rival story, and ultimately I'm trying to produce that discombobulation that makes them ask, what is actually true?
Well, I can't wait to see it on the big screen come August the 3rd. As we say, save the date. Death of a Nation. You can go to the website, deathofanation.com. Filmmaker, New York Times best-selling author, Dinesh D'Souza on Bill Martinez Live. Dinesh, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
Heart Work-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate number.